It's time once again to step out, step up, and step into the Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons. Rick's expertise in the coming out process has helped hundreds of men and women step out of the closet to live authentically as gays and lesbians. Freeing you from the feelings of guilt and shame, Rick's heart-centered approach is loaded with bankable advice and take action tips for living powerfully on the other side of the closet door. Each week, the Coming Out Lounge brings you heartwarming coming out stories, thought-provoking insights, and diverse perspectives for living out and proud. Pull up a chair and spend an inspiring hour in the Coming Out Lounge, stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your truth. Here's the host of your show, Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons.
So here we are. It's time to close the deal, make the sale, hit those revenue numbers, and totally take those goals we've set at the beginning of the year over the top. Wait, what show is this? Why are we talking about sales? Why are we talking about revenues? And why are we talking about closing deals? Because guess what? Coming out of the closet is a whole lot like making a sale. But before you can make a sale, there's something powerful that has to happen. You have to create that know, like, and trust factor in the people that you're selling something to. And it really doesn't matter to me. I don't really give a damn whether you're selling widgets, whether you're selling flowers, or whether you're selling Michael Kors fashions. What I care about is what we as gays, lesbians, transgenders, bisexuals, and quite honestly, heterosexuals, what we as human beings do day in and day out is we sell ourselves, our beliefs, our values to ourselves and to everyone around us. Hi, I'm Coming Out Coach Rick, and today we are talking a powerful show in week three of building up to National Coming Out Day. And this show is so important to me that you're probably going to hear me get a little bit emotional and get on my soapbox a few times, because this is what we have to do in order to truly step into our power. Whether you're a heterosexual, a homosexual, a bisexual. As I already said, it's about being a human being and understanding how you present yourself to the world. Not that acceptance and love and being embraced and all that stuff is what we're going for, but it is part of who we are as human beings and how we make our world go round. And that's what this show is about, is how do we step into the power of truly being us, inviting others to accept us just as we are, and selling ourselves to our society and the world around us. So as we step into this hour, I'm bringing someone very, very special in to join us. Just to give you a little bit of insight about this beautiful and loving individual, I met her a little over a year ago, and we shared some stage time at an event. And even prior to that event, I had done a couple of teleclasses with her. And in all my years of being a branding marketing expert, working for Fortune 500 companies, traveling the world, I have never, ever met anybody quite like Julie Steelman. Julie Steelman is probably the most generous, open-hearted, soulful-centered salesperson I've met in my life. And why? And why was she so successful? Why did she sell over $100 million for organizations such as Apple and Microsoft and Universal Studios? Because Julie figured it out. She figured it out that you have to come from a soul-centered perspective. You really have to understand your buyer. You really have to understand the person you're talking to. Again, whether you're selling widgets or you're sharing your story with someone in that moment when you finally say, "Mom, Dad, brother, sister, best friend, I have something I need to tell you. I'm gay." You need to really understand your own ability to sell yourself and also to understand what the buyer's looking for. So today we're taking a twist on the selling process. We're taking Julie's beautiful book, The Effortless Yes, and we're going to show you and share with you how you, as a person who's coming through the coming out process, whether you're doing it now, whether you're going to make it your time to come out on National Coming Out Day on October 11th, or whether you're going to do it in the next year to 5 years, we're going to give you some tools to really accept and embrace yourself. So I'm going to bring Julie on here in just a minute. If you like something you hear on the show today, go ahead and tweet it out. It's Pound Coming Out Lounge and Pound CO Lounge. And my Twitter handle is at Rick Clemens. And Julie's Twitter handle is at Julie Steelman. And with no further ado, I want to welcome my very good friend, my sales coach, and someone I've come to love and admire, Julie Steelman. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, Ricklicious. I'm doing okay. Good. I'm so glad to be here with you. And I just want to acknowledge your courageousness and thank you for the work you're doing.
Well, thank you. And Julie is joining us from beautiful Hawaii. So I'm already jealous to even be in the same airways with her, knowing that she's sitting in a beautiful place and I'm sitting in a not so beautiful place, I would say. I'm in beautiful California, but I'm in a little office, not looking at dolphins, not looking at water, all that stuff. But thanks so much for joining us this morning, Julie.
My pleasure.
So let's kind of just talk about, you know, this weird twist. You and I had this conversation a few months ago, and this weird twist that I took on your book about the effortless yes.
Yeah.
And really, it is about what you do. This is what you kind of stand on as your own brand of living a life of effortless yes. So you want to share a little bit about how this book came into being with everyone?
Yeah, you know, I spent about 30 years in corporate in executive sales. And, you know, I while I was participating in the process, I was also witnessing what was going on. And many of those years I spent very steeped, obviously, in the male paradigm and the male energies, because that's what worked and that's how you fit in and that's how you succeeded. And that's sort of what the corporate environment is based on. And that's all good and fine, but I wasn't being authentic and as much as I wanted to. And it wasn't that I was manipulative or lying. It's just that I was acting in a way that masked a little bit of who I really was, because that's what it required, or so I thought, in order to get by in that environment. And I think there's a huge parallel, whether it's coming out or it's stopping an addiction or whatever it is that someone's hiding behind or not fully comfortable expressing their full self. Anybody and everybody in that category can be listening to this conversation, which is why I think your twist on it is actually really brilliant. So anyway, you know, fast forward, I got involved with a spiritual psychology program with the University of Santa Monica, and it was for personal reasons, but I realized that bringing that into the work environment was where the opportunity for a huge sea change could happen. And when I started being who I was, and I started, because I hung out with CEOs and VPs and all these high-level people, and right. I started kind of just saying it like I saw it. All of a sudden, I'm in the inner circle. All of a sudden, I'm creating miracles. All of a sudden, closing deals isn't closing a deal. It's actually joining forces and developing partnerships. And that I didn't know that that would be a payoff of being more authentic and more real and more comfortable in my own skin. So naturally, when I was done in corporate and I retired and moved to Hawaii, I felt a calling to write a book to kind of clean the slate about all of the dirty association with being in sales. So that's really where the book came from.
Well, and I love this cleaning the slate, because I think this is very poignant in our discussion today, that one of the things that I know in my own experience, and you know my story, Julie, that you know, came out late in life, but in that moment, when any of us come through something life transforming, I think those things are given to us because it's kind of that nudge from, you know, whatever your belief system, from God, the higher power, the universe, whatever way we want to put that. But it's that nudge of it's a little bit time to clean up the slate here and make things a little bit more right. And I love that you use that analogy of cleaning the slate, because coming out of the closet and saying, okay, this is authentically who I am, it is suddenly that eraser on the chalkboard, wiping things clean of what was. And I think that's exactly what you're saying in the sales process, is the moment you dial in to what the customer is really wanting, desiring, and needing, and you come in with the solution, you're kind of wiping the slate clean of everything they thought they couldn't get in the sales process.
Yeah, that's totally true. And what the dynamic that I observe that happens, and you know I teach this and all the stuff I teach, because you remember in the sales class, I'm working on you on the inside first, and I kind of sneak up on you in certain ways in order to clear.
Yep.
It's like what we're really doing, and we can even take the word sales out of it. It's about being influential, right? And particularly in this conversation that we're having. And it's about being comfortable enough with your product if you're in sales, or in your own skin if you're coming out. Or we could even take this conversation to apply to any emotionally charged topic that you need to have with someone else.
Right.
You're representing another point of view, something the other person hasn't ever considered. It might be a point of view. It might be a solution to a problem. It might be an idea. It might be an opportunity. It might be an emotionally charged topic that I need to have with my husband, or you need to have with your ex-wife, or you need to have with your kids, or you need to have with your partner, or you need to have with your parents, or you need to have a client, right?
Yep.
It can be any of that. And the whole idea is that when you're confident about it and you're being authentic, that authenticity shifts something in the other person that automatically makes them more receptive. There's an energetic transfer that happens that really can't happen if you're not being authentic, because you're kind of masking, hiding, nervous, or blocking that real true soul level love and flow
that
other people pick up on, whether they're aware of it or not, doesn't matter, but it makes them receptive. So even in the coming out conversation, if I'm having that with my parents.
Right. And Julie, we're going to have to go to a break. So hold that thought, because I want to make sure we get right there, because this is the heart, folks. We are stepping into the sales process, and we'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
If you've ever been confused about the facts surrounding non-surgical rejuvenation and cosmetic plastic surgery, we're pleased to introduce to the Rockstar Radio Network audience, Spirit Lift, Plastic Surgery for the Soul. Each Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, host Kim McKenna and plastic surgeon Dr. Sadi Irfani will help dispel the myths surrounding this exciting field and lift the veil of mystery on a very important topic. With advances in nutrition and self-care, many of us want to look as young and vibrant outside as we feel inside. Plus, listeners will be able to call in live and share their questions and get advice on the air. A show where you will learn how to look and feel your best and be your best. Join us to have your spirit lifted on Spirit Lift Plastic Surgery for the Soul. Each Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. Mobile is the future, and the future is now. Listen in each week, Tuesdays 4 to 5 Central, to Brilliant Mobile Marketing with your host, Mobile Mary, as we simplify the hottest marketing channel, mobile marketing, and share secrets on how you can use mobile to be more brilliant, be more profitable, and have more fun in your industry. Join us each week to learn from brilliant business leaders on how to simply and easily capture a list of raving fans and turn them into loyal customers. This show will help business owners, authors, and speakers realize their own brilliance by tapping into the insights of fellow brilliant business leaders. We will also showcase brilliant tools, both traditional and digital, that will make you more brilliant in everything you do. Don't miss your date with Brilliant Mobile Marketing and your host, Mobile Mary, America's mobile marketing expert, as she shares her success strategies every Tuesday from 4 to 5 Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements.
And we are back with my good friend, my sales coach, and a beautiful spiritual leader, Julie Steelman. And right before the break, we were talking about how having these conversations, these kind of difficult or what we view as difficult conversations, if we stand in a place of confidence and authenticity, it suddenly gives us the opportunity when we have that conversation to say, I'm gay or I'm lesbian or I need to have a conversation with you about my sexuality. When we step into that space and we're really truly authentically being ourselves, it makes the sales process so much more dynamic. And we're going to use term sales process and coming out conversations kind of interchangeably here because Julie's wonderful book, which you can get on Amazon.com, is The Effortless Yes by Julie Steelman. It is the entrepreneur's selling mentor. And whether you're into selling or you're trying to improve relationships, I highly recommend you pick up this book. It's a great read. It is probably one of those books you could read easily in a day if you dedicated the time to it, and then come back and read it again and again because you will always find some gems of wisdom in there. So let's kind of continue where we were, Julie. I love this piece of you discovered during your time in corporate America how this piece of really being authentic really changed your paradigm in sales. So before the break, you were talking about the difficult conversations and providing the solution. So what is one of the key things that you think people who are in, and that's all of us as human beings, can glean from looking at a sales process and really turning it into how we expand our relationships with people in general?
Yeah, I think, you know, the sales process, people who are really effective at sales are master communicators. And they're master communicators, and there's two things that make that up. One is that they know that they have something of value to present because things have value, not because someone else says it does, but because the individual presenting it says it does, right?
Right.
And stands in the belief, what we're calling confidence, the belief that what I have to say is valuable and what I'm going to present to you is meaningful to me. That's number one. Number two is that they're willing to be really open-hearted and receptive and listening to the other person or other people that they're talking to. Those two things together create that opening, that an authentic, coming from an authentic place. Because it's really easy for us to say, well, just be confident. Hey, you're being authentic today. And people are like, well, how the hell do you do that? You know?
Right.
And like the place to start is to say, in the context of this, let's say that I'm gay and I need to tell my parents and that's really uncomfortable. It's emotionally charged and I've been hiding it for a long time, but darn it, I'm going to do it. And, you know, is to say, this is important to me. This is who I am. This has meaning to me. And that's enough for it to be valuable. And to let go of what the other person is going to do with it, because you are not in control of how they perceive you. But right. Using what we're talking about today will open the doorway for a higher opportunity and level of understanding to happen.
Absolutely.
And that's really what you want to do is create, the more you can create understanding, they may not agree with you, they may not like it, but they might move into cooperation with you about it. If that's the minimum you get, that's way more than most people get, right?
Absolutely. And I agree 100% because this is what I, you know, a couple of things that came up as you were talking. First, this is where you were very instrumental in me breaking through and to us even sitting here today in this space that we're sitting in. I remember when I called you the day that I left LA and said, hey, yeah, let's kind of connect. And then I said, you know, something's pushing me about this. And I think I'm going to have my own radio show. And we went there because you said to me, Rick, this is you stepping into your authentic self. This is you really, truly saying this is important enough to me to become a voice that if someone is scared to pick up a phone or to go to a gay and lesbian center or to go even to a therapist or even come to me as a coach, this is a medium of me putting my heart, my soul authentically out there on the line so that someone else can see how important this is and hopefully give them the opening to start to accept themselves. So number one, I want to acknowledge that. But number two, it's this piece of diving into yourself at the deepest level and going, this is so important to me that if I don't open up and share it, I'm doing myself a disservice.
Yep.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
It's the bottom line. And here's the funny thing about people. Things become important if other people take a stand for something that's important to them. The only thing that matters is that you decide that whatever it is that you're presenting in your conversation, whether it's coming out or telling your kid to stop doing this or whatever, or, you know, telling a parent that they have dementia and they need to go to the nursing home, whatever, right? Life hands us all kinds of emotionally charged conversations that are uncomfortable to have. So whatever it is, at the end of the day, it's about saying, especially the gay issue, you know, I'm not, but based on what I know you and I've heard, I can only speak from that. So I'm not trying to act like I understand that. But what I can say is that that has to be a hard conversation to say that something to people who don't understand that because they're not that. But to really say, this is important enough to me. And I'm going to have this conversation because I'm doing it for me. If you give what you're going to say and it's important value because it's meaningful to you, and that's and you make that enough, that's what opens the doorway to understanding and importance on the other side. I have tons of gay friends, and I know that this is really important to them. I don't stand in those shoes. I don't get it. Nope, I'm not that. But I get where they're coming from, and they keep opening up that understanding inside of me. All they really need from me is to be cooperative and supportive, right? Yep. That's what begins the acceptance process. And that's what we're really talking about, is to use those tools to create influence, to begin the process with other people of acceptance, cooperation, and support. It's all people really want.
Well, and I think that's all people really want, even when we take this now, if we take what you just said and really push it back to the other side, is when we go to the side of selling, this is what it's all about, too, is making it enough. That the product, the service, whatever it is that you are offering up is, A, standing so authentically behind what you're selling. This is what makes a good salesperson a good salesperson, is they totally believe in their product. And then knowing that what you're offering as the solution is enough to solve the pain, the problem, or create the desired result that the client is buying into. And so this is why this conversation to me is so interesting and so much fun. Because I think if people can really wrap their head around, this is life. This is what we do every day. If you want your kid to behave, you got to sell them into what they're going to benefit from behaving. If you want your parent to go visit someone and learn about what does dementia really mean and where are they headed because this is in their best interest, then you got to be able to sell them on this no differently than you, Julie, walking in and doing a huge deal with Apple. It's the same thing, but it's very soul-centered.
That's accurate. And the key to, and summing up what you just said, regardless of the circumstances, whether I'm sitting in front of Apple and, you know, my apology meeting and all of that, you know that story. But if I'm sitting in front of Apple and I'm trying to get a I'm trying to give them a solution that's worth $5 million, or you're sitting in front of your parents saying, you got to go to the nursing home, or you're sitting in front of your sister and saying, I need to let you know that I have a different lifestyle than maybe you thought I did, then you know, you really got the idea is that you're trying to open their mind to have even 1% more understanding than they did before you have the conversation. And if you make it important to you, that importance and that value is what has the person in the listening side start to say, maybe I need to consider beyond what I've already thought or made up my mind about or considered. Maybe I need to think more about what you're telling me. And then that's what creates influence.
Absolutely.
That's get movement happening.
Right. And it is about creating influence and getting movement. But I know one of the things, and this is one of the things you taught during the sales course I took with you, is the moment you stand in the position of being the influencer, So you're the influencer. You're influencing this person to buy into whatever it is, whether it's a product or whether it's coming out. The moment you step into that influential position, if you falter and you let it be seen that you don't believe in what you're saying, you've already started to lose the battle. And I don't mean battle in like a negative way, but it is kind of that. If I go, well, I really, you know, I guess I'm gay. Well, you guess you're gay or you know you're gay now. And I'm not trying to push people faster than they need to, because that is something that all of us that have come through the closet doors will say at some point in time. I guess I'm gay. I think I'm gay. But the moment you start to gain the energy of this is me, this is authentically me, and you can say, I need to have this conversation because it's important to me and I want to share it with you. And we've got just a couple of minutes till we go to break. But I think this is what is at the basis of what we're talking about, right? It's not faltering in that moment.
Absolutely. Because whether you like it or not, and whether people are aware of it or not, always reading and assessing your energy and your honesty and the authenticity and trustworthiness. So that's what creates that sort of energetic, emotional basis for them to say, okay, I'm kind of open to what they're telling me, even though I'm not sure I like it.
Right. And I love that you threw in the integrity piece. So we got about a minute till we go to break, but I want to repeat that. So it's the energy, the integrity, the authenticity, and what was the fourth thing? And you may not remember either.
I don't remember.
But it is those three pieces alone. It's your own energy around what you're saying, standing fully in your integrity.
Trustworthiness.
Right. And then your authenticity and your trustworthiness. When all those four align, they're all in the sandbox together, and we're going to break in 30 seconds, so I'll try to make this quick. When those four things align, no matter how much fear you may be holding in your heart about anything, and it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, coming out, whatever. Anytime you're confronting fear, the moment you can grab your energy, be in integrity, be authentic, and stand from trustworthiness, you can do anything that you are facing as a fear. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more of how to adapt some archetypes of really, truly being yourself.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clemons. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Get ready for resources, tools, and support to help you build a successful business and live an awesome life. It's the Women's Business Success Show with your host, founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Each show will feature a special guest interview. Tara will bring you highly successful entrepreneurs sharing their stories of success. You'll hear about the challenges they faced along their journey together with the advice they have to help you achieve more. You'll also hear from various personal and business development experts sharing tips, solutions, and strategies that you can easily implement into your business and life for amazing results. For more on Tara and her show, check out her website, aofwe.com. Then join us for the Women's Business Success Show with your host, the founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Are you powerless to stop making choices that hinder your happiness, your peace of mind, your sense of fulfillment, or success? Have your choices resulted in broken relationships, job losses, and financial chaos? Then be here for Strategies for Healing from Addictions with your hosts, Gary and Sharon Worrell. Monday mornings at 9 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Strategies for Healing coaches and empowers and seeks to help people discover their goals and reach those goals quickly. Provide structure, tools, and perspective to help clients accomplish more in their lives. To encourage clients to think bigger and realize their full potential. Strategies for Healing endeavors to see each individual come to a place of purposeful living apart from addictions. Check out the website, strategiesforhealing.com. Then join us for Strategies for Healing from Addictions with your hosts, Gary and Sharon Worrell, Monday mornings at 9 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemons.
And we're back, kind of create an interesting link between how to sell something and how to come out of the closet and really sell your authentic integrity, your trustworthiness, and your true energy as you come out of the closet to those around you who love you and care for you. And my guest today is Julie Steelman. She is the author of The Effortless Yes, The Entrepreneur's Selling Mentor is her name, is her kind of code name that we go by, but we all call her Effortless Julie. And I'm serious. If you want her book, go to Amazon.com and pick it up. But I am going to be giving away 5 copies of her book to anyone who sends me an email at rickthecomingoutcoach.com. So that's rickthecomingoutcoach.com. I will be giving the first 5 people to email me a copy of her book. And before we let Julie go, because Julie is going to hang with us through this segment, and then I'll finish up the show with some ideas I have around how you can truly be in an effortless yes mode when you come out of the closet. So let's talk a little bit about a couple of the archetypes that are in the book, Julie, because I found them very much the same archetypes that I can see people utilizing when they come out of the closet. The first one that I really thought was very tied to the coming out process was the humanitarian. And that's kind of the person that, well, why don't you kind of give a quick, your Julie version of what a humanitarian archetype is?
You know, let me just say just one thing about the archetypes. The reason that there are archetypes in the book and selling archetypes is because I needed a way to help people understand how they communicate. And when they discover their archetype, they find another level of confidence and authenticity about how they express themselves. And if they stick true to that, it's easier for them to find confidence, and it's easier for them to be perceived as being authentic, which creates that trustworthiness that we're talking about. So then people are more interested and willing to try on another point of view that they hadn't considered before. And that's trying to do is open up that energy so people can move into cooperation with us, whatever it is that we're having a conversation about. Right. But the humanitarian specifically is one of those archetypes that's very people focused. Their attention is usually on the other people. They care a great deal about other people. They tend to be a little bit of people pleaser, and they're really focused on creating good in the world. And again, like I said, very, very, very attentive to other people's needs, almost to the detriment of taking care of themselves.
Right. And I think this is why that one really resonated with me, because I think many people who come out of the closet become very concerned about what this is going to do to others, and then at their own detriment. And I will use myself as an example. For 13 years, and I love my ex-wife, I love my children, I would not have traded any of that experience for where I came to. But I, during that time, was very brutal to myself. I physically was very heavy. I emotionally never had any confidence. And I lived a life that was very risky. And I've shared this before with listeners. I lived a sexual life that was outside of the bounds of my marriage and became very much a disconnected, disassociated person when I had those sexual experiences. So I did it at the detriment to myself. So there was a little bit of the humanitarian that kind of showed up in my own experience. There's 2 others that I'd like to see if we can squeeze in here before we go to the break, which we've got plenty of time. But I think the nurturer is another one.
Yeah.
That parallels the coming out process. So give us a little bit of a synopsis on the nurturer too.
You know, the nurturer is a very, very giving individual. And what the challenge with the nurturer, there are always overlap and parallels in the archetypes. There is a little similarity with humanitarians, but humanitarians are really about what's good for the whole and how can I change it? And they don't think about themselves in that picture. The nurturer is someone who is really good at taking care of other people, but they don't have good boundaries typically. So they end up being resentful or burning themselves out. And trying to think what else to say about the nurturer is they tend to take on other people's challenges.
Right.
They're not a people pleaser per se, like the humanitarian is, but they're really, they take on other people's stuff a little too much, and it helps them avoid looking at their own stuff.
Right. And this is kind of, you know, in the energy work that I do, because I'm a core energy coach, this is the compassion energy. This is the one that you're very compassionate about everyone else. And it's the typical parenting mode. It's I take care of everybody else in the family except myself. And we nurture everything and we make sure. So there's the overlap of nurturer and humanitarian.
Right.
But the nurturer and this compassion energy tend to truly take care of all the other needs of other people and really compromise their own belief systems at times and their own values to sacrifice for them. So it's kind of interesting. The other one, and I could take every one of your archetypes in this book and adapt it over really easily, but the other one seems to be very prevalent when we come out of the closet is kind of the maverick. This is the one like, yeah, here I am. I'm a little unorthodox, or I'm going to be over the top. And, you know, and I love all my gay brothers and sisters. But the ones that I find that kind of fit this mold might be the really extreme ones, the overly flamboyant or the overly very masculine women that kind of push and things become very much. It's about me kind of bursting through the doors. Would that be a good way to put it?
Yeah, I think the maverick has a lot of rebel in them, and they have a lot of FU in them. And so, you know, some people, it's a way to cope. It's just a little bit more of a dramatic way to cope, you know?
Right. But, and it's a little bit of calling attention to self, too.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but the maverick at the core, if we're looking at their, that's sort of the outer, the inner authentic part of the maverick is somebody who's really, it's in their DNA to kind of cut new swaths and to do things their way. They just don't need to be so darn belligerent about it.
Right, right. So what I love about Julie's book, and again, if you're interested in the book, go to Amazon.com or send me an email at rick@thecomingoutcoach.com. The first five people that send me an email, I'm going to send the book to them. But the other piece of the book that is just phenomenal, once you understand your own archetype of how you sell, or, and I'm going to take the word sell out of this, once you understand your archetype about how you create relationships with others, then there's another side to this of how you ask for what you want. And so I'm going to go to a couple of the asking styles, which is really how you invite someone into the conversation about, I need to ask you to come in and be in this space with me as I share something with you. And one that I really think is pretty typical that happens in the coming out process is kind of the sympathetic ask. It is that, you know, I really... You know, I hear that this might, or I feel like this might be really hard for you to hear, and then it kind of comes out. And that's kind of the basis of the sympathetic ask, correct? It's that really aligning with the other person's feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key to the sympathetic ask is to just state the thing you think the person listening to you will be the most uptight about, worried about, or concerned about. And just call the elephant and put it in the room, because trust me, everybody will exhale.
Yeah, yeah. So then the other one that I think is also very powerful, and, you know, the asks are also things that I think I could adapt over to the coming out process very simply, and I have. In sessions with clients, I've used this book as kind of a basis from time to time, but the heartfelt ask. So kind of give me the, you know, basis for that one, Julie, for people who are listening.
Yeah, the heartfelt ask is really that it's really coming from a heartfelt place of expressing emotionally why whatever you're presenting is important to you, and asking the other person if they would be really willing to hear what you have to say. You know, kind of inviting them into your space. It's making it a little more personal.
Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful, because both of these, I think, are great places to kind of really come into the conversations. The other one that kind of, I think, could be used, and it could match up nicely with someone who kind of wants to make their point, but knows that they may have a tendency to like over push or be that extreme, almost the rebel. So kind of like the maverick. But I think sometimes if the mavericks could rein it in and they go with kind of the delicate ask of kind of, well, you know, I don't really want to change anything that you may believe, or I don't really want, you know, to take you to some place that you might feel uncomfortable. But in the last 2 minutes that we have before we go to break and before we say adieu to you, Julie, kind of give us that delicate ass perspective.
Yeah, you know, you could even just go, look, you know, I'm really over the top, but I want to humble myself and appeal to you and ask you to look past that for a minute and really listen to something that's important to me that I need to share with you.
Mm. That's really beautiful.
So it's really about, look, I'm a little over the top, but I'm kind of taking it down a notch. Just say it, and inviting you to listen to something that I want to share with you that's really important to me. And I'd rather not do it in this big flamboyant way or this big dramatic way. And I kind of want to take it down a notch. Would you be willing to have this conversation with me?
Perfect. So I know we've got about a minute to go. And Julie, I'm going to ask you to do something kind of on the spot here. If you could give anything from your sales, your training, we've got 1 minute to go. But if you were to take something from your journey through life and share with someone in the minute we have, what would you encourage them to do if they're having these difficult conversations, whether it's coming out or any kind of difficult conversation?
The most important thing you can do, and the key to being effective and successful at gaining cooperation, trustworthiness, and understanding, is to really go inside yourself and decide that who you are and the things about you that may or may not fit society or whatever all that is, that stop looking through the outer lens and start looking through the inner lens and say to yourself, who I am and how I am are important and valuable enough for me to stand tall in that and stand up and speak for myself. And I'm going to do it in a way that honors me and respects other people. If you can capture that attitude, you're golden.
And that's the beautiful wisdom and why I love Julie Steelman so much. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to take some of Julie's stuff and share it even more.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clemens. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Get ready to live La Bella Vita with Dawn Catherine on TalkingNet.com. Live La Bella Vita. If you're wanting to know all the beauty tricks of the trade and the latest fashion trends before everyone else, this is your show. If you admire celebrities' beauty and their fashion sense, this is your show. Do you love wine and want to know more about the process it takes to make wine from the vine to the bottle? This is your show. Live La Bella Vita. For more on the show and your host, check out her website, LaBellaVitaCosmetico.com. This is the kind of show you can sink your teeth into. If you enjoy traveling and food and family, all with an Italian flair, then you can live La Bella Vita with your host, Dawn Catherine. Wednesday nights at midnight, 11 p.m. Central, on TogiNet.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to be a rock star. Get ready to rock with Rock Talk and Craig Deswald and learn how to achieve rock star status in your industry every Tuesday afternoon at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Craig Deswald is the creator of the Rock Star System for Success. Craig will share easy tips and strategies on how entrepreneurs and businesses can use outside-the-box marketing strategies to stand out from their competition. Each high-energy show will feature interviews with celebrity rock stars as well as business rock stars. For more on Craig, the show, and the Rockstar Marketing Boot Camps, check out the website, CraigDuswalt, DuswalT.com, so you can learn how to be perceived as an expert and celebrity in your field, so more people come to you to buy your services and products. Then, get ready to be a rock star with Rock Talk and Craig Deswald. Tuesday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemens.
And we're back going into that final segment. And I just want to say a big shout out to my guest, Julie Steelman, who joined me for the first three segments this week. Julie is the author of the beautiful book, The Effortless Yes, Demystifying the Selling Process. And she is a selling mentor. Her background has always been in the sales world, and she comes from a very heart-centered soul perspective, as you've heard if you've been listening to the show. And to finish out the hour, I wanted to kind of honor for the next few minutes a day that's coming up next week. October 11th is National Coming Out Day, and regardless of where you are in your journey, or regardless of where someone in your life may be in their journey of discovering their sexuality and tuning deeper into themselves, as Julie said, to really be effective in any of this, the place to start is doing the inner tuning into self so that the outer projection can become a true, authentic space of being who you are. And as we march towards National Coming Out Day, I just want to really appeal to anyone who's having this struggle of being authentically who you are, whether you're gay, lesbian, straight, bisexual, transgender, facing something in your work. Not only am I the coming out coach, but I work diligently with anyone from practically any walk of life, especially young people, 25 to 35 years old, who are in that space of, I want to make sure I can do this right before it has a chance to go wrong. This show is truly about finding your way to sell yourself into your true destiny as much as selling yourself to those outside of yourself about who you really are. And as I think through the things that Julie shared with us over the last 45 minutes, one of the things that I always come to center with in my own heart-centered approach to helping people find their truths. And I help people find their truth, whether they're coming out of the closet or I'm life coaching. But what I come to in the center is when you get to that truthful space, when you step out of believing you can't be, what it takes is truly being in confidence. Being confident that who you are is as important as who people see. And if people don't see the authentic you, the real you coming forth, then quite honestly, my friends, you're doing yourself a disservice, because that truly shows that there's something out of alignment with your belief systems about yourself. And I know this is really tough because we all go through this. Trust me, even as a coach, I'm still a man. I'm still a father. I'm still a partner. I'm still an ex-husband. No matter what it is, I'm still a human being. And there are days that I wake up and go, you know what? I don't have the belief in myself to go do this. 4 months ago, when my first radio show aired, I sat here shaking in my boots because I didn't know what was really about to happen. But in that moment, I had to step through my own little demons. I had to begin to reframe my thoughts and truly begin to look at things from the perspective of, if I don't sell myself on the belief that I can be a great radio show host, and great isn't even the operative word, if I can't just authentically come to the airwaves each week and share this part of me and share beautiful guests like Julie and all the other guests who've come before her to help someone truly get in alignment with themselves, then I'm not doing what I believe I was put here on this earth to do. So in the last few minutes that we have here, I want to kind of talk about some things that might help you as you consider, where are you going to be in 2 weeks? In a month, 6 months, 1 year. And this isn't just about coming out of the closet. This is about being human. What are you facing? What are those fears? What are the things that are authentically holding you back from saying, this is enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am worthy enough to go get that new job. I am worthy enough to go start that business. I am worthy enough to stand in a space and say, I have something I need to share with you, because by sharing this with you, I am being more authentically who I am. In the moment that I can be more authentically who I am, I will experience greater levels of happiness, remove stress from my life, and I will stand in a position where I can look myself in the mirror and go, yes, I finally have arrived. So here's five tips that I share when I do my one-hour teleclass called Creating Courageous Confidence. And I'm just going to share them with you in these last few minutes that we have. Number one, if you really authentically understand why you should be courageously confident, then you can be courageously confident. And the why is the critical word there. Why is being confident important to you? A lot of people can say, oh, it's important because I want to achieve this or I want to get this. Okay, but you need to drill deeper. It is that inner piece, like Julie talked about. You got to go deep into yourself and really understand the why behind wanting to be truly confident and come out of the closet, go get that job, start that business, be a better parent, whatever is on your bucket list. Number two, it's important to be confidently who you are rather than to pretend to be something that you're not. And whether you think you're pretending to be something that you're not or whether you really aren't isn't the question, because all of us in some way, shape, and form in every moment of our life, throughout each day, at some point in time, we pretend to be something that we're not. If somebody says, how you're doing, and you say, oh, I'm great, but underneath, you know, it's been a really crappy, shitty day, then you're pretending to be something that you're not. Number three, how and what will courage and confidence do that will immediately impact your life? If you can bring courageous confidence into your life, what impacts will it bring for your life? But this is one of those things that you've got to know. You've got to start to figure out what will happen when I go there. Number four, once you recognize your own uniqueness, without comparing or contrasting yourself to anyone else, you will have arrived at courageous confidence. Because in that moment, when you quit comparing and contrasting yourself to others, is also the moment that you begin to go inside and say, this is enough. It is enough to be who I am. It is enough to be me the way I want to be. And once you get authentically aligned with that, then you're able to start presenting yourself to the world and to your circle or to anyone that is important to you so that they can determine how they want to accept you. But if you don't arrive at this place of seeing your own uniqueness and releasing the comparing and the contrasting of yourself to others, then your confidence will never grow and your courage will never be there to support you. The fifth thing that I talk about and share during the class is there is no universal handbook for how to create courageous confidence. It doesn't exist. And if it did exist, if you went and bought every confidence building book in the world, there will be tidbits and gems of wisdom and great things you can have as takeaways from reading those books. I'm not saying they don't exist, because I've written my own great confidence ebook, and I've, you know, written books on 20 most common thoughts about coming out of the closet and how to accept yourself in a you're not good enough world. I've written all these things. So I would be bashing my fellow authors if I said reading those books doesn't do it. But here's the thing. There is no universal one size fit all handbook for creating confidence. And there sure the hell isn't a book for creating courageous confidence. Why? Because within those moments that you're trying to do these things for yourself, you have to embrace and realize and understand that it's your unique experience and you're going to do it uniquely your way. Yet in pieces of the puzzle that you've heard of or read or saw someone who mirrored it for you, you're going to bring all those pieces together. But the universal handbook resides within you. It is yours. It is your story. It is how you do it. And that is exactly how you get to this space of courageous confidence. So as you think through the last hour, and we've covered a lot of ground with Julie about selling and about how you step into this powerful place of truly being who you are, I really invite you to think about, especially if you are struggling with this piece of coming out of the closet to declare your sexual truth. But here's what I really want you to focus on is who are you? Who are you as the product? who are you as the brand of you? And what does being the product and the brand of you stand for? What are your values? What does it mean for you to stand in integrity with self? What does it mean to be emotionally connected and truly aligned authentically with the core of who you are? Because when you can align and find the answers to those questions, then it becomes your way of truly being able and capable of having the difficult conversations when they arise in your life. The three keys that I would suggest is get aligned with your values. Number two, be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am enough. Number three, realize in the mirror that you look at when you're sharing something with someone else, because it is a mirror, that they're reflecting back to you something that you need to clue in on. They're reflecting back to you what's important to them. And when we can begin to see the duality of the mirrors that we reflect in relationships with one-on-one or groups of people, then is when we make room to open up and see the opportunity. And this is what this show has been about, is creating opportunity for you to step into a space and be with yourself. So again, as we wind down this week's episode of the Coming Out Lounge, and as we step one day closer to National Coming Out Day, I want you to be aware that Julie's book is available by emailing me at rick@thecomingoutcoach.com. Also, if you'd like the Courageous Confidence book, please visit my website, thecomingoutcoach.com. It is under the heading of What Are You Thinking? Number 2. And if nothing else, here's what I'd love to have you take away from today's show. Being who you are is an inside sales job. And once you can make the sale on yourself and truly embrace, accept, and stand in the power of being authentically who you are, then is the moment that you can step out, step in, and step up in your powerful truth each day.
Thank you for joining us today with the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemons. Make sure you tune in with us next week, same time, same place, for the Coming Out Lounge.